You've all heard the expression, to give as good as you get. Today's gospel reading is one such example. It's a passage that I've always liked. The Canaanite woman isn't Jewish. She has a daughter troubled by a demon and has heard that Jesus can heal. She's so desperate for her daughter's healing that she mithers and pesters Jesus so much that the disciples are frustrated with her and want Jesus to send her away. Jesus' response is not what you might expect. He turns her down, saying that he was here for the lost sheep of Israel. He's in fact rude by any standard to call somebody a dog. But rather than being floored or cowed, the woman, who isn't named, bites back. Even dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. What are the thoughts that must have been going through her mind during this interaction with Jesus? Was he testing me? I'm still not sure even now, but I think he must have been. For how else can you explain his reaction when I first approached him? The very last thing I expected. Out of character with everything I've been told of the man. Aloof, some put it, trying to put things kindly. Detached, curt, matter of fact. But that wasn't how I saw it, not at the time anyway. Rude, warlike, heartless, dismissive. To be frank, I could have burst into tears on the spot. But I didn't, because I couldn't afford to, could I? My hurt counted as nothing before my daughter's health. And she needed help from this man, whether he liked it or not. So I stuck at it, protesting my case. And the persistence paid off. The change of his attitude, immediate and remarkable. Your request is granted, he told me. Just like that. No messing, no strings attached. Just a simple response. And it was done. She was healed. My little daughter, well again, her spirit tranquil, her mind at rest, body and soul made whole, just as you promised me. But why then that initial response? So cold, so cruel, so callous? Why put me down, only to lift me up? Was he testing me? In part, he was, I'm sure. His way of ensuring that my faith was real and my commitment was total. Yet I've come to believe that it was more than that. For I've considered since the message he shared and the wonders he performed, the life he lived and the love he showed. And I see there a man whose concern was to break down barriers that keep us apart, to heal our divisions and to make us one. He saw the faith I had, the resolve, the dedication, and he used that not just to test me, but the crowds that thronged around him, to show them that his love wasn't simply for the few, as they seemed to imagine, but for everyone, even an undeserving Gentile, like me. She was an unnamed woman of a different culture, who challenged Jesus. She's one of the few people who commend him for their faith, in contrast to the many times the disciples are chided for their lack of faith. Woman, great is your faith. What an accolade from Jesus. And more importantly to the woman, her daughter being healed. What an example for us all. Amen.